This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Here's one less thing to worry about as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week: preparing and cooking the turkey. From roasting, smoking, or even frying the bird to the particulars of brines and dry rubs, it's a debate about as old as the Thanksgiving holiday itself. Well, James Oslin joins us with what he calls a foolproof method for roasting turkey. He's the editor-in-chief of Savour Magazine. He's in our New York bureau. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You say you prefer to roast the bird. For a while, though, I feel like there was a movement of deep fryers. There are people who are like, if you're going to show off, it involves 3 gallons of oil.
Deep fryers, smoked turkeys. There was that turducken period, which I think a lot of us want to try and forget
about.
Yeah,
let's not talk about that.
To my mind, roasting really is sort of the pinnacle, the ultimate way to cook turkey. It allows its flavors to come through just so clearly and so beautifully. And it couldn't be better.
Now, walk us through the preparations. Please tell me that it's not like a week in advance or something like that.
Oh,
like,
no,
how
no, no,
soon
no.
can you start dealing with the turkey? Because I have a very small refrigerator.
Me too. This method came to me by way of the Savour contributor, Molly Stevens, who has a wonderful book out called All About Roasting. It calls for dry salting the bird rather than brining it. All you do is you simply salt the turkey. Kosher salt is best because it's going to melt very well. You want to rub it with a lot of freshly ground pepper. I like a good coarse grind on my pepper. And then put it on a rack. Put this turkey directly into the refrigerator, uncovered, for at least 8 hours or up to 2 days. And as you check on it, you're going to be kind of alarmed. It's going to look like, oh my gosh, the turkey is drying out. It needs moisture. It needs covering. It needs a hug. It needs something. But no, just keep it in there. And then meanwhile, another great tip is make a stock from turkey parts that you're going to pick up from a butcher. Roast those in the oven 2 or 3 hours until they're nice and brown and wonderful smelling. Put them in a pot. Fill that pot with a good amount of water. Add some aromatics, some pepper, some carrots, some celery, some parsley. Make a wonderful stock at a low simmer for a good 2 or 3 hours. The next day, so we're at the morning of Thanksgiving now, you take your turkey out of the refrigerator, transfer it to a roasting rack. You add about 2 cups or so of that wonderful broth that you've made the day before. Crank up your oven to 450. You leave the turkey out for a good 2 hours out of the fridge before putting it in the oven. So you roast it probably about 13 minutes per pound for a medium-sized bird.
And you haven't answered, of course, one of the most important questions of Thanksgiving: stuffing inside or outside the bird.
It took a while to really believe this, but it's best to put the stuffing, when it in fact becomes a dressing, separate to the turkey, to cook it separate.
Your cooking time is taking into account no stuffing in the bird. And you're saying that there's no, you know, blast towards the end of
heat. No crazy pyrotechnic blasts for the turkey.
I sound like a terrible cook, huh?
No, really, all you need to do is maybe once or twice turn that roasting pan. I tell you, you will have a turkey that you're not even going to need the stuffing.
This seems pretty straightforward, but it's 2 pages of instructions and 8 steps. So how, you know, easy is this for a novice, someone who's going to have many relatives standing around them giving advice?
Well, I'll tell you, having made fairly recently 2 turkeys exactly by the method that I just described, and having witnessed a good 6 or 7 other turkeys made by this method also, it's almost astoundingly streamlined and easy. I think it's like many things in life. We want to complicate. We want the new and the flashy. We want turducken. But you know what? At the end of the day, a simple, dry, salted roast turkey, fabulous, fabulous. You could not do better. And it really is absolute Norman Rockwell delicious perfection.
James Oslin is the editor-in-chief of Savour Magazine, speaking with us from New York. The article, The Perfect Bird, appears in Savour's November issue. James, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.